This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Today we are interviewing Jake Mason Trio, which is a multi-instrumentalist act taking cue from the golden era of organ trios. They have released their new album, The Stranger in the Mirror, and are performing in Melbourne at Bar 303 Hammond Night in Northcote tomorrow night and Thursday, June 28th.
And on the line now we have Jake Mason. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for calling in what is something of an ungodly hour, but it is Wednesday, so.
And it's the breakfast cereal time.
Yeah, brilliant. It's great to have you. So you guys are playing this week. You're showing off your new album, The Stranger in the Mirror. I wonder what that process was like for you, putting that album together as a trio.
Yeah, I mean, playing in an organ trio, which for the people out there that are not sure what an organ trio is, it's guitar, organ and drums. And it's a classic sort of combination of instruments that was kind of pretty big in the 60s, I guess, and in the jazz sort of tradition, soul jazz tradition. So we kind of set about to make that, I guess sort of recreate it in a way, but then add a sort of modern, 2018 twist to it. So, yeah, that's kind of how it came about. And, I mean, I'm sort of, been playing the Hammond organ for quite a while and played in a lot of different Hammond organ trios, another one, Cooking on Three Burners. That Hammond organ sound was kind of quite within me, so to speak. So, yeah, I was super stoked to make a new record, that's for sure.
And as musicians, performing almost becomes second nature, but do you ever get nervous or have any rituals before you go on stage?
There's always, I mean, you've got to kind of convert that excitement and nerves, I suppose, as you call it, to kind of make you perform just that extra little bit more specially, or however you want to call it. So, Yeah, totally. There's no yet super relaxed and it's just like being in your own lounge room. It's never quite like that. It's always an exciting event and it's always a bit of a journey. So, good. Yeah, I don't really have any major rituals that I do, but I do like to kind of wind up beforehand, just gently, you know, in your own self. And then when you go to play, you're all sort of ready to go.
Yeah, I guess the adrenaline would kind of be part of the excitement of the show, hey?
Totally, yeah. I guess there's been, you know, like lots of performance times when that adrenaline can kind of get the better of you. But most of the time you just convert that into kind of good excitement and it seems to go pretty well.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder what it's like performing in front of a live audience. I mean, I know you guys perform at jazz bars and whatnot. Obviously, the atmosphere would kind of help a bit with how your performance goes. What is that experience like as compared to, you know, just jamming at home or practicing with the trio?
Oh, man, you get such a vibe from a bunch of people that are digging what you're doing or dancing or whatever it might be. So that has a huge part of it. And, you know, if you're playing at more of a sort of a recital sort of feel, where it's more of a concert feel, it is really hard to get that back from the audience because you don't know if they're digging it or if they're totally bored. To have that feedback from the audience of just them vibing along with you makes a huge difference, and it makes you kind of shoot for things a bit more risky, or, yeah, you go for more things.
Mm. And speaking of performing and being a musician, with over 20 years' experience in the Australian music industry, what advice can you give young aspiring musicians today?
As far as a gigging musician, I reckon the best thing you can do when you're young is just to do lots of gigs. You know, you cut your teeth on doing gigs, and as you get a little older, not that I'm really old, but I'm not in my 20s anymore, and you do lose that kind of 3-8 buzz after a while, like we all get a bit old. So it's great when you're young, you know, to go and do as many gigs per week as you can and play with lots of different people, and that really forms your kind of inner kind of musical soul, I suppose. You know, it kind of creates that, and then you're rich in lots of different ideas and techniques and situations, and yeah, it just makes you a better musician. That's my advice anyway.
Yeah, amazing. You've definitely got to have that hunger.
Yeah, totally.
So if you guys want to check out the Jake Mason Trio, you can do so. They're playing at Bar 303 Hammond Night on Thursday, tomorrow, which is in Northgate.
Thursday, yeah. Yeah, and totally. And actually, the following Thursday, we're playing at the Jazz Lab in Brunswick.
It's the following. So next Thursday at the Jazz Lab in Melbourne. So people can go and get tickets over at your website, Jake, yeah? At jakemason.com.au.
They can, but most of these gigs coming up on the two Thursdays are just come to the door, actually. Yeah. So buy tickets at the door. We did officially launch the record a little while back at the Stonington Jazz Festival, which was great, and that was a ticketed event. But this is just roll up and pay your money at the door and come and have a beer or have a wine and enjoy some Hammond organ trio.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jake, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Awesome.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.